Keep the same energy, the same energy, 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 keep the same energy, the same energy. Keep all that bullshit away from me. I'll find a way. We got this question, man, that we ask everybody that comes on the show. So that question is kind of like the Back to the Future question, like Marty and the DeLorean, right? So, you know, yes. Go back, right? So if you could go back and, you know, right before, like, I guess when you get in your deal and everything like that, if you could drop some gems on your younger self, because we got like a lot of musicians that listen to Sync Music Mondays. So they're always looking for gems and knowledge. What is something you would have told your younger self back then that maybe the artist listening to this right now could benefit from?
Oh my gosh. Oh, no man is an island. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have to, it takes a team to do this. You know what I mean? A lot of folks, you know, think they can do all of this themselves. It's some heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's like, what I would encourage them to do is to seek out a good team now that's going to last you 30 years. You know what I mean? Like a good, like people that you trust, like comb through your, you know, see who's good at artwork. See who's good at computer technology in your group. See who's good at, you know, kind of like social, like sponsors. You know, like working with sponsors, because I don't schmooze at all. Like I ain't good at that at all. But if I know a homie that, yo, he likes to schmooze and stuff like that, so he can go talk to the sponsorship people and, you know, do that, you know, do this and that, and get it popping. If that, like, learn your strong suit, learn your weak. Where's your weak points? Mm-hmm. Either strengthen your weak points or find somebody that you trust in your circle that's strong at that, and y'all move forward. This is a chariot moving forward. You get all your horses facing the same way, you know what I'm saying? And it moves forward. Mm-hmm. It even runs forward. It even gallops forward. You know what I'm saying? But if all your horses is going like in different directions, the chariot sits still. Mm-hmm. And it's like the faster that you can get over your own BS, you know what I mean? And get away from that ego way of thinking, like mine, me, I did this, I, whatever. Mm. Man, I'm so happy where me and my team are right now, because I don't have to look left, right, or behind, because everybody's playing their position. And if we could all just play our positions, this was how it looked back, you know what I mean? Like, how do I play a better position? How do I be a better listener to my team that actually has my back? We got each other's back. Y'all got to have each other's back, man. So, like, cultivate your team. Make sure it's a strong team that can last 20 to 30 years, because that's where it pays off. You got to have long vision, too. You know, like, not just short. You know, you got to look at the bigger picture of your brand, and take care of your brand. Take care of your brand like it's your child.
Mm. Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, take care of your brand like it's your child, but he's like playing next to the edge of a cliff. You know what I mean? Like, yo, you better go get it. Hey.
Facts.
Go get it. Go
Facts.
Get it.
Facts.
And take care of it as best as you can. This thing that you do, you really got to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I felt like we were doing a great job back then, but we really didn't. Now we really, really, really know. And sometimes it ain't all about the money.
Mm.
Because here's the deal. Like, the money will come as soon as your product is tight and sharp, and you know what I mean? It's going to do its thing. And you can't stop money from hitting you and coming to you. You just can't. Why? Because your product is raw and you're focusing on the parts.
Mm.
You focusing on the parts and all the bolts is tight. Like, dude, everybody is sharp. And make sure you look and look through, like, comb through your garden a lot. Mm. Just to make sure there ain't no weeds in it. If it's some, if your, some of your homies is acting like weeds, like either pull them up and get them out. Like, hey, this, you can do that thing, but you can't do this thing. You know, it's like, oh man, you're not really good at, you know, at the cash register. Let me move you to the fries and not have an ego about it. Or, because there's always parts to this one thing. We can all make this one thing look good, and the pie that people fight over, don't fight over that pie. Nigga, you in a bakery.
Facts.
There's so many pies. You know, chop that pie up and split that pie because there's more pies. The pies ain't stopping. Not only pies, but we got donuts. Not only donuts, we got... It's all a part of the same thing moving forward, and everybody should be able to reap the... As long as they're doing it, as long as they're doing their part, everybody should be able to reap the benefits from what you guys have created together.
That's
you know
fact.
What I mean?
That's
I just want my part of the pie. Please don't stick your fork in my part of the pie. I'm cutting them fingers off.
Facts, you got the gun.
You know what I'm saying? Your part of the pie, I don't even want it.
Facts.
I want, look, I don't, like, if something happened to you, I want that part of the pie to go to your kid. I still don't want that part of the pie.
Facts.
I want my part of the pie.
Facts.
Please, for the love of God, don't put your fork in my pie.
In my part.
That's a fact, man. That's a fact. You know what? That makes me think of like that saying that says your network is your net worth. So at the end of the day, like, you got to be surrounded by like-minded people. And, you know, it's funny because we did an episode about that where we talked about like falling victim to the homeboy syndrome. So you come up with certain people, you know what I mean? That's your crew. That's your people. And unfortunately, there's a saying, like they say, everybody can't come. So, you know, granted, that might be your boy from high school, but, and you want to do business together, but if you see that they're not performing accordingly, you got to adapt and overcome, man. You got to pivot, because if not, that could ultimately just tear down what you're trying to build, you know?
Key word, pivot.
Got to pivot.
Because you got to pivot. And here's to the thing, here's to what you're saying, too. Like, all right, so when you get, when you're giving your circle, your homie circle, a shot, and how do you give them a shot is just by you mindful watching what they do and what they're great at. And if you can, you can pinpoint what each of your homies are really good at and point them in the direction of his strength, then either he's gonna be strong at what he knows how to do, going to do something that he does best, or he's so strong in the thing that we're doing all together that you add him to the team. You know what I'm saying? These aren't, we don't do handouts here. We don't do easy handouts. There's just none of that. I want to do a great job for you. And the best thing that was said to me by my cousin, he said, you know, I don't mind being a pawn in someone else's game as long as I'm the king in my own. You know what I'm saying? And that was a real thing to be said, because I'm going to do my best when I jump on onto your team to make you shine. And if you jump onto my team, you fucking best believe you better shine.
Facts.
Cause I'm pulling weeds on Saturday.
Facts. Facts, man.
I'm pulling weeds.
Real talk.
And you and you know you're wrong when you're not doing your thing, you're not up to par on your part.
Mm-hmm.
You know it. So when the weed whacker come, dude, it's the weed whacker.
Mm-hmm.
You can just lay down before I chop you.
that's what it is,
but you know, and it's not saying, and that way it's like everybody is getting a fair shot, because you know exactly the environment that you're stepping into. None of my homies gonna step into my environment unless they, because they know how we are. All of us are the same. If I'm lacking on my verses, my beats, my business, my crew is checking me. They got the weed whacker, or they gonna move me to the fries. And some days, here's the deal, some days, like, yo, I'm on fire at the cash register this year. That's why we got him on the cash register. You know what I'm saying? He's doing it up this year. We're gonna have to move you to the fries, Slim. All right, fine. But I'm, ooh, you chase these fries? Oh,
got the Cajun spice,
all of that, right? And so that's how it is. But you're still moving forward as a unit. So if you know, if Imani is better at taking the lead right now, then I'm all ears. If I'm better at taking the lead to this campaign, be all ears, because I got the weed whacker. and nothing's going to stop the trajectory of us moving forward on campaigns. So it's like, you know, like there's some, and here's another thing. It's like some campaigns that we do, not everybody's like on, they might have been a part of it, but not, they're not on board. They're not fully on board. All right, dude. Well, you don't have to be on board, but don't shit on it. Okay, so you take your shitting on that ass, you take your shitting on things ass over here, and you champion whatever the fuck you're championing over there, because we are in the mind state of making sure this thing gets forward successfully. So we don't need your shit in this. You know what I mean? So we need the energy of this is succeeding. Mm. If I have doubts, I'm stepping out, because I want the energy of somebody, all the cheerleaders on this camp, on this project, to make sure it does well. Mm. And then, and if, you know what I'm saying? And that's just how you look at it.
Mm-hmm. It's all facts, man. That's all facts, Trey. And you know what? You're right, because it's like when we talk about like just the power of words, like words have power. Like people don't realize that. It's like, you know, if you hang around people that's always like negative and they like, oh, I'm going through, oh, it's so hard, they don't realize like those words are reaffirming their situation, right? So it's like you want to be around people that are motivated, people that actually want to see good for you, you know, and not only good for you, but good for themselves as well, because we know hurt people. So, you know, you can't expect a blind person to see your vision, because they don't even see a vision for themselves. You dig me? So, you know, just making sure people got vision, people got faith, and just motivated, you know. So, yo, that's, you dropping gems, man. That's a lot of gems right there, you know.
Here's the thing to that, what you're saying too, is like, that's why we have to find the spark in all of us. You know, everybody's spark is different. But when you show a man in doubt his own spark, you can't stop him from succeeding. You know what I mean? It's not like, it's not a race. But when you find your spark, dude, when you find your spark, I can't even, nothing can stop you. It's like the thing about the spark is it contains all the parts of its own success. You know what I'm saying? Like Kentucky Fried Chicken got the spark when he was like in his 60s.
Facts.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like everybody gets their own spark at a different time too. So like, not that we should have patience for them, but when they arrive, they arrive.
Facts.
Unless they just really awesome, you know, woe is me. I ain't trying to sing that song at all either. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my grind. I'm on my game. Well, I just found my spark. I found my spark as a DJ. I found my spark as a producer. I found my spark as an MC. I found my spark with Far Side. When I always find my spark, and my spark's from the same fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I immerse myself in it. You know what I mean? That's all I know. I don't know nothing. I know a few things, but I don't really know too much.
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
knowing that. And so like, you know, when I talk to students, when I work with students or whatever, I'm listening to them to see what I'm hearing, if they're hearing their passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I put fuel on that spark. Mm-hmm. I'm like, put some more fuel on there. Boom.
Right,
and they just blow up because you're showing them. Because when they're blinded, sometimes they don't see, they're all in their own head.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage anybody, if you see a spark in your friend, like give it some gasoline. You know what I'm saying? Let them help them to ignite. You know what I mean? Because you can't help someone that can't see it.
That's a fact. That's a fact, man. Yep, you got to pour into people, man. Your network is your net worth. You know, like-minded people, man. And even if they can't see it, like you said, motivate them. Like, don't kick a man when he's down. You know, like, you got to be able to build each other up, man. So, you know, all the...